Hey, I'm FK.
And I'm Joels.
Welcome to I Said What I Said,
the Unsolicited Opinions Podcast.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Welcome to another episode.
Woo! I Said What I Said. How are you guys doing? It's been a minute, actually. It's been a little while. Hope you're well. Rainy season has started. I'm very angry. Like, in general, this whole rainy season, I'm very upset because I hate rain and I can't sleep when it's raining. So, as you can imagine, I'm not getting a lot of sleep, which makes me a grumpy, grumpy person. Okay? So, what you can do to help is, I really like Pinkberry at the moment. So, you know, after the show, my details will be sent out for you to send to me based on... That's if you care.
The problem with sending anything. Pinkberries is, like, you'll melt.
No. They do this foolish thing where they put it in a bag of ice. I'm actually not joking. They put it in a bag of ice. They cover it. They put it in a bag of ice. Then you can take it like that with the ice. What'd you get? So, anyway, that's it. We're just having a bit of gist here, a bit of chit-chat.
Okay. So, where are we actually? We're talking about personality.
We're talking about how Nigerian celebs, and it's just all they do is they just have their songs, but nobody's trying to build a brand around them. We don't know who they are,
who is
what
funny,
they like.
Who is
we
smart.
Don't even really know. There's just no branding around them. Maybe people don't even understand this celeb culture.
Do you know who has a bit of branding actually? Reminisce.
Yes.
With the whole Ibile, Alaga Ibile thing. He's street, but he's...
Yeah, Lamide too has that whole, you know, street vibe.
But we don't know Lamide's personality.
Yeah, no. Do you know the thing about Lamide's personality? I don't even know if I really want to do it because I'm not sure.
I'm not sure
what he can come up with. Do you guess? I feel like
he'll be funny.
Yeah, I feel like he'll surprise me with the kind of things that he'll be talking about. I don't know. I feel like Lamide might be a bit of a wild card.
I like him.
Who else? They just don't really have, like, look at, like, Jennifer Lawrence. Now look at all these celebrities where you almost feel like you know
Tom
who
Holland.
They, yeah, you feel like you know who they are as people, the kinds of things they will do, the kinds of things they will say. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Kardashians are taking it to a whole nother level, but their life is what they're selling. Whereas here, after you've just sung your songs, you don't know anything about you, you don't know what you like. There's no brand. Like, even your fashion, how many of them even have a sense of style? In fact,
how about them
sack all their stylists?
Timaya.
Yes.
Really? Sis, Timaya's sense of style is unreal. Like, the guy has...
The thing is, until you've mentioned Timaya, I think in 2018, it has not crossed my mind.
Nah, Timaya's baths are...
So far, up until this point in 2018. I'm telling you, today is the first day I'm talking about Timaya. So that's good.
No, Timaya's baths are... He has, like, he dresses
really
We're going to go to his Instagram.
I didn't know. I didn't wasn't know to why I was having Instagram.
Learn one or two things from there.
To be fair. Do you know whose style I die for is Adekunle Gold. But Adekunle Gold has branding.
That's a brand as well.
He has a brand.
He's
has
building
branding.
It. Like, he's very witty.
Yeah, he has the whole, like, alter thing, you know, put together. This kind of African prince.
Yeah.
Like,
I love it. His Adire is always blingy. Always looking
so
sweet
I like his style. So yeah. That's it.
So that we're talking about. So if you are you're an artist or Nigerian celebrities manager, do like Bobrisky and build a personal brand, okay? Bobrisky is telling us nothing but his personality.
Do you get
zero but his personality?
I actually haven't heard of that
Bob
guy
is
in a while.
Bob is grieving, you know.
Said really? Nina, are people Nina still from, following that guy?
Yeah, Nina from Big Brother Nigeria disappointed.
I'm screaming.
he's really currently currently in the state of Higgy. Bob is grieving and I think he wants to be left alone for a little while, which is very unlike him. But yeah, but Brisky is still there having a blast, enjoying
his
life.
It's so funny because I remember a time where it's like every day.
That was all there was talk about.
And now he has just completely settled in. I'm like, wait, I haven't heard of this guy in a minute.
No, but Brisky is still there.
Let's check on him.
Flourishing.
And what's that one? J-Curb.
No, him and J-Curb are photo.
What? J-Curb has left?
Jeez, FK, this months ago.
Does he have a new person?
He has a new person, no. I don't know the person's name.
Wow.
J-Curb, we meet you.
And J-Curb was just about to make it, so. It's because J-Curb, it sounds like he did one foolish interview. Tell all that. He said that Bob Brisky this and that. That's why they have to sack him.
Yeah,
that's
sack him. But yeah.
He doesn't know about loyalty.
Let's go straight into hot topic. So first things first, we're all going to die.
Okay. So that's a good... That's actually a good... yeah. way to put the whole thing.
So the current president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, I always say that because I feel like in 20 years' time, America is going to try and deny.
I think so.
That this guy will
I think they're going to try and strategize. I feel like they're going to try and everything that happened so far. I'm telling you. They're going to pretend like
can never allow the rest of the world people chose should never him. Allow them forget.
You chose him. You chose That's him. Your president.
You had an option and you chose
That's
him.
Your president.
So
you guys chose a reality TV show host.
He's pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal. I don't
Do you guys
understand.
Know what that is? Are you people reading?
The moral of the story is, look, some of you are going to go to church tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday all night. Some of you are going to the mosque.
You guys should not start doing videos because we can't control this one.
To pray about certain
Nigeria,
things.
We don't have any. In fact, ordinary storm. We don't have a plan for it. So nuclear bomb. We're finished.
We're done for. We're done for.
Absolutely. We're done finished. For.
So if you have any prayer points, maybe your boyfriend is about to break up with you. Forget about it because if you all die, it doesn't matter. So what you're going to do is over the next 2 days, you're going to just be praying that something will just be whispering in Donald Trump's ear. Give yourself brain.
So that's it.
Oh boy, yes. Give yourself brain.
I'm telling you, gotta look this thing up because actually, it's really not looking that good for the rest of the world. Genuinely, it's actually looking like these people are moving quite mad on all our heads. So anyway, look, me, I'm actually a bit tired. Let's get to heaven. I'm ready. I feel ready. As long as there's rocks there.
Do you know, this sounds very blasphemous. And if you're like a super religious person, please put off the podcast now. But sometimes the way some people describe heaven, to me, you sound like punishment. Doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Jola.
They just said white. First of all, is that Vim?
White is very unfortunate.
Is that Jick? Because when my mother wanted to punish me when I was small,
does
she
gold
made me wear a white dress. So you just
does gold stain? The streets are gold. Gold is not staining.
I'm just asking simple questions. Then, depending on the type of church, when they say you will be doing praise forever,
I really did on earth.
It depends on the type of church.
That kind of la praise that you want me to do from morning till night.
Going to be a bit difficult, a bit tricky.
A bit tricky, but I actually feel heaven is just going to be like an upgraded city. I mean, it says that. Let's not go into biblical. You guys don't know that I'm actually a biblical scholar, but I don't want to go into it.
Okay.
I don't want to go into it for now. Right. My own main concern in heaven is genuinely the housing. Okay.
Accommodation.
Reason being that you want to be in the area. Wait, let me tell you the area you don't want to be in there. I don't want to live in the street of people who is like on their deathbed that they gave their life to Christ because their mansion is going to be very, very small. See, imagine you make heaven, but you're in a studio flat. Okay. Meanwhile, I'll be the streets with I want David Moses mansions. Do you get? I say, oh, come through.
All
let's go
I
to Ruth's house. Let's go
I
and rock
don't
off
want
there.
Paul to be my neighbor. I've had a problem with that.
Because
guy.
Noise, that's all.
All they've been doing is writing these on noise makers, reporting people to the Holy Spirit, making noise.
Let me tell you who I want my neighbor to be.
And asking why women are in heaven. That's all they'll be doing from morning to night.
I want to live next to David. Because that guy is going to have the best parties. House party at David's house.
The person 100%. I worry about is well being. This is Solomon.
Well, more love.
On the street, he was my husband. You know that bastard guy. We're in the Baba here. And I saw him only once in 4 years. I'm telling you. And he would go around saying that I was his wife.
That's it, too. I'm telling you, I should be seeing some people. You? you made this place. Wow.
What's the world
so that's the thing about heaven. It's going to cast everybody. Because if that thing is true, that all your treasures are stored there and then your mansion is according to your life, some people are going to be living in Face Me, I Face You. You made it, Sha, but you are not moving forward.
You'll be living close to the gate.
You get close to the gate. In case anything happens, you can...
First thing, last thing.
You can ball out.
Last thing, first out.
Do you get? Then all those rude people in the middle of the night saying, come, let's go see what's happening on the other side. Eh?
all those women that I used to sit down at the front of church service, I know everybody's business, they'll carry that same problem.
They will carry them.
Do you know that I heard that Gabriel Ali and Michael are fighting? I think we need to call
Let's call a group meeting.
Let's call this cannot stand.
A group meeting. Honestly, there's some people that I don't even want to see. I don't even want to know what they're doing. Oh, this is Isaiah. Just
Jeremiah crying. from beginning to
when
the
I
end.
I'm moving. Wait, any small thing. Well, people like journalists, well, stop leaning on this man. Leave this Jesus alone every time lying down. I don't see us, Peter, Bebelube. Any small thing we're discussing. But what about hello? You don't have to
be so aggressive.
So that's it. Anyway, I'm looking forward to the whole thing. So if it's our dying, let's move.
Let us know that's what we're doing.
Next up, I don't know if you guys are prepared for the new vlog by Nigeria's most popular travel blogger, President Buhari, who is now making a stop by in the UK.
Do you know that? Honestly, like, this would be the point where you say, I'm back in my favorite town.
Junior, hey guys.
My favorite city.
I'm back in my
home
city.
Away from home.
You know, and then, you know, I'm going to be at this place tonight. You guys should come and hang out with me.
I might have my IV drip. Don't be alarmed, guys. My doctor says it's perfectly fine.
I'm not feeling too well right now. But, you know, that's it. So this, all this man knows is that we going up and down, leaving the country, and then be saying foolish things. That's actually all. Did you watch his interview with Donald Trump? That's all he knows. To be going up. And then for me, the president of a country. Look, Nigerians, and my issue is that we don't even know how to abuse power properly. If you want to even abuse it with you know, with class, with vim. You're stealing money. But, for example, look, if I was president now and I wanted to abuse my power, that hospital in London, they'll come and set up in my house. Yes. St. Mary's Abibawo, they will come and do a Nigerian version. We'll pay for it now from the coffers of the country. So that I don't have to have the disgrace of I'm going to see my doctor. You're not announcing it to the whole country. As if, what's up? I don't even understand the kind of situations that we are even all about. Look at ordinary doctor's appointment. President has to make an announcement, fly a jet. You, a whole president of Africa's lion, quote unquote. You can't ask a doctor from England to come here. Oh, matey, we lack sense, we lack power, we lack all sorts of things. Anyway, so that's that, you know. Let's wish the president well. I hope he gets better, and if not, I hope he quits. But, you know, that's just me. What else again is happening in the news? Your friend, they said he has stopped eating.
Have you seen his tummy? We should do dry fasting. 80 days.
This guy doesn't know. Dino Mela is doing hunger strike.
100 days. Imagine. It's okay. Don't eat. Although, to be fair, do you know what? I know you're going to laugh, but so my mom is always on me, like, Jola, you need to start wearing Spanx. For my friend's wedding, I was considering wearing Spanx. And there's a pair of Spanx I want. I said, look, Dino should be the brand ambassador for this thing. That thing. Held it together. Made it flat. Held it together. But yeah, apparently. So do you know what I love so much about this whole thing?
What?
That Dino hasn't actually answered to any of the charges.
He hasn't answered one.
So there's an illegal weapons charge. I think there's that's the main one, right?
Yeah.
An illegal weapons charge. And I think this is something that I've realized that it's true. How you make a lot of noise to kind of like distract people from what is actually going on. So everybody is like, Dino jumped out of a car. Dino sat down on the floor and was shouting.
You know, he's pretending
Dino
to be lying down on
his stretcher. And then nobody has actually realized, but wait, what is the police looking for him for? So that has now become almost like a non-issue. It's just all his antiques.
You know, for me,
he's jumping, he's swimming,
I didn't even know why he was there. And I thought it was, when I heard, I was disappointed because I was like, okay, of all the things this guy probably has done in his life, you guys think this is the charge that you should lead with. Because personally, for me, pepper spray is an illegal weapon. Okay, so I could also be facing the same charge as Dino. Like, you guys can't find how Dino has misused power in Kogi State, because that guy put a sign next to a bridge, a footbridge that he constructed, right?
I don't think that's a bridge, that was a culvert.
It was like those days where you put a plank,
you know, like, you know
what
they used to cover the gutter, sinkhole.
That's it. That's what that guy put.
He just put five together.
He now put a whole poster there. It's you people in Kogi that are suffering anyway.
Me, I'm from Osun State, so my mouth can't be too big.
Me, I'm British, so I don't really know.
Wow,
what,
FK, wow.
I am British, though. Okay. I really am. And all after that, I'm Ghanaian, so I don't even really know.
All you do is lie and lie.
I actually don't even really know what happens in this land. I'm just kind of here observing for research purposes. Nice.
Anyway, so if anybody knows what's going on, so at last we knew, Dino was in hospital undergoing
Nobody knows what
it wasn't a hunger strike. It was just like they just said he hasn't eaten since morning.
Look at his mates have done hunger strike. They sat down in the middle of the road. They were protesting him. His hunger strike has carried him, so he doesn't even have shame. The guy with the ordinary hunger strike. Meanwhile, your mates are doing 21 days fasting.
But you know the thing is that it would be. It's just at the point where for me, like it's funny, but in like a tragic way. Like this is supposed to be one of the highest offices in the land. You can't be jumping. You know what I mean? Like you can't be jumping out of.
A car.
Like you can't. If somebody Googles Nigerian senator,
this is all
like that's what you see people jumping out of cars, putting money inside their cap. Like all these like things. I'm just like, what's going on? You see him
cruising in a music video.
In a music video, and some of it is just like I'm all for.
It's actually a mockery of us as people.
I'm all for people being human or whatever, but can we just like can we maintain some level of chill? Can we attempt to pretend
like you even care
that there is some level of chill? In this country,
no, there isn't.
There isn't.
It'd be a tough ask for them. Anyway, that's that. What else? Assurance. I know you guys will love this topic. I've seen all of you. I've seen so many so many takes. And what it just shows me, you people, you're less busy. The truth is, from assurance, I knew that all of you were absolutely less busy. From the ones of you that started saying, I just don't need assurance. If you have a good, my friend, shut up. It don't is if you have a good man. If you have a good man, is posh bad? Is it a bad thing? Are you crazy? I don't even need this. Shut up. Then number two.
I will never let a man spend that much.
Let a man spend that much money.
I need to make sure he's taking care of himself. Take care of yourself.
Okay, sis. If you like, don't take care of yourself.
Die if you want.
I'm never going to stop you. Buy it.
I'll never let a man bro.
Then all of you men, you're coming. All of you all of a sudden want assurance. Meanwhile, your boyfriend is just giving you assurance. So yeah, this one down. I don't want anybody to comment on what David is doing because all of you guys saying, I'm not going to give anybody assurance. In any case, do you have assurance money? What are you talking about there?
They can't even.
Peugeot 504, you can't buy.
You can't buy A.
Yeah, now talking about the letter assurance. A. Please sit this conversation out. Let people who are serious argue about this
move
stuff.
To the front.
What sort of nonsense is that? Anyway, recently the girl chef, and I don't have anything against this Chioma. People saying, she's a gold digger, she's killing car. First of all, how do you know?
That's quite unfair.
Secondly, I just think, look, a sweet baby girl, slick, enjoy your life. Now they've given her a cooking show. I don't want to say much about it, because all I'll say is maybe based on her Instagram, she can work on presentation of foods. Okay. You know, from a chef perspective, you know, chef, you have to see cook, you know, oh, you don't know, you know, so that's it for me. That before Chef G comes out, they're gonna do internship,
some plating
with techniques. All these frogs, errors, show her how to have a reduction. You know, that thing that they do, they'll now sprinkle the sauce all over the plates.
I don't know anything you're talking about right now, Ricky.
Jola, you don't eat in high-end places.
I don't. Mega chicken for life. If you spend $1,000 in mega chicken, you would die. Too much.
I know this kind of food, so we move. And look, I respect it. I don't care really that much, but I respect it. He's trying to put her on.
Yeah, and taking care of her.
Which is not a bad move, you know. All of you that are saying my friend can't do, which one has he done for you? Has he introduced to anybody that can help your life? Mbah. He's still telling you, this one down. You people are still up and down arguing. You're commenting on my friend, keep quiet.
You guys are still sending letters.
You're still writing think pieces on what you feel about, you know. Some people are saying, you know, I just think it's just so telling of the culture that's just, you know, somebody and his girlfriend can be the whole topic of conversation. My friend, will you keep quiet? Honest to God.
But then, you know, I think somebody was saying that, look, Shebi is only car that
Abi,
because Babangida created a whole ass state.
A whole state!
Capital.
For his babe.
I think the capital was meant to be
Warri.
Warri.
Also, and then
because Mariam is from Asaba, that's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do.
I really feel like up until the level where they are creating states, capitals for
and
you.
Their levels and their levels. That key could have been to a house.
So some of you now, this evening, when we're going to buy you cake, you'll be crying.
Jigga.
Well, save those tears. Okay?
Save those tears.
Save it. Maybe he'll buy you a house. Save those tears, okay? We are looking for states, countries, nations.
I'm looking for nations. I'm looking for deals.
I mean, I'm saying in my own Bible. Please, daughter, daughter of many nations.
I don't want
nations,
to announce that. Next Valentine's Day, what I want to be seeing is endorsements.
States.
Okay. What's your deal from Coca-Cola? Uh-huh. Samsung is just your hand. All this stupid flower. Jigget. Be keeping.
You keep... remember the whole orchard or the whole garden.
Maybe the farmland. Jigget, let me. Ordinary flowers.
Anyway, so, they said we should be content with what we have. So just to be managing.
You know, whatever. So, and if you know, yeah, you happen to be bio MC and I are listed, I'm joking.
No, take it personal.
Small play. That's not what I get out of it. I listen to your podcast. Don't send me any text. Right? It's just a joke. This is a persona. It's not the real me, you know. So just everybody should just...
You see how you've lowercased
no, your... No, everybody should just calm down. Because honestly, that the other day, you saw what? Was that me? You know that this whole thing is just a fabrication.
But yeah, listen. What else has been happening in the news recently that's interesting or funny?
I don't know if you guys saw that.
We still don't have a budget, though. This country doesn't have a budget.
This is me now.
This is me.
Anyway, I also don't have a budget personally. So I think between the two of us, we're doing okay.
Between you and the country, but
we're both in a state of higgy haga anyway. So what's the point? I mean, when they do the budget, will we be pleased? What are they going to put there? What have they done so far with the money? What are they going to do next? I beg, everybody should go and sit down with that. What else has been happening? I think that's it, really.
Yeah, that we want to talk about.
Yeah, I think that is it.
If you feel like we didn't cover any news, guess what? Not our problem.
That's your business. Sounds like a personal issue.
You can watch channels.
That's
send
it.
Them a letter.
Watch NTA. Also, you know, I really feel you guys should be making use of our email and our Twitter.
If you nobody is sending us your problem. And you know the thing is that I know that Nigerians have problems.
Let me tell you somebody, for example, who has a problem. There was a girl, she messaged me, said she lives in Enugu. She asked me that she'd be following me for a long time, but can she stay in my house for 2 months? While she comes to Lagos. I haven't replied because I'm not sure. No, the thing is, I'm actually not sure. You know, because for me, I feel like if I reply, like, for example, there has to be police involved because that kind of person is a serial killer. Yes. Am I running Airbnb? No, Jola, I don't even know. Not even that we've been having bands. I don't even know. I didn't know they said it. Oh, hey, how are you? I thought, that's the end of the message. I thought, am I in an alternate world? That's not the kind of personal problem I want you to be sending me. Because genuinely, what I should reply is, this sounds like a personal issue. You don't have somewhere to stay. You now felt that
I'm okay,
one.
Like, I feel like you're being really, really cruel. I feel like Jola, open up your house.
Wait, when she gets to my house, I'm going to drop her in your gate.
You can't. You know where I live now. Before you get there, it would have been 2 weeks.
I don't tell her. 2 months. She should bring her passports and her visa. Let's drive to BGC so we can drop her there. What? Look, what I want to say is that's not the kind of personal problem I'm interested in. That's genuinely your issue. I need other things that I can make
if you
laugh.
If you don't
or
send
something.
Us an email, send us a DM.
Yeah,
send
it'll
us a
be
DM.
Anonymous. You know, it's anonymous DM. Anonymous DM. But send talk too much about saying nonsense. I will release your name. Please.
Send us a DM with your
problem. Send us a DM with your issues.
Don't mind FK. If you want to ask out, send it as
don't
a DM.
Don't ask me out, please. I'm actually begging you. Don't ask me out because honestly, the people who ask people out in their DM, they don't have any swag. One single game, honey. They don't have. They just come, you know. Oh, your picture looks so nice. What?
Don't worry, because I can tell you for a fact, FK just play hard to get. Ask her. Ask her. Don't worry.
If you are coming, please
don't worry.
Come. And correct.
At the end, if you want, really want her to take you serious, just put. I look forward to a positive response. At the end, she will answer you.
I'll review and reverse. No, but if you're coming with the endorsement deal, that one is separate. So attach it. Just attach it to your DM.
Deal, though, this guy is now in Phoenix.
David, I saw that. I saw that.
Uncle David. This is your five Instagram pictures. Is it Phoenix? I go to take it.
You know, I didn't want to say this thing. I actually didn't want to say it
because you know that's how Kim K got into trouble because she was acting like she was repping Samsung. Then she was tweeting about Samsung
with
from
iPhone.
Her iPhone.
Secondly, David, are you using Infinix? Let's be frank now. Even Choma, can you give her Infinix? You can't give her. So I don't know what it's all about. Maybe they're gonna come out with a new like Davido brand 30 billion phone. Maybe the phone is a unique
30 billion app.
Maybe it's unique. do you get unique?
What would a 30 billion app look like? What do you think?
There'll be plenty of money there.
I think the boys are.
Do you know what?
Why you put it on? You just say shake wait. you put on the app. You just say shake wait. So the couple on. So that means the couple on the church and the mosque.
The topics discussed in this episode are sensitive. However, if you have questions or need help recovering from drug addiction, kindly contact 0808-729-0000, email info@freedomfoundationng.org, or visit www.freedomfoundationng.org.
Okay, so Kunle, do you want to introduce yourself?
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Kunle. Recovering druggy, not junkie. I like to be druggy because I didn't sink so low into this. So I started doing coding, like, that was my drug of choice. Mm-hmm. And 2010 was in Abuja. It was like, okay, I went to Igbinedion University.
Okay, what did you study?
Mass communication.
Okay. Wow,
yeah.
Good.
So it was like.
So this is like a befitting situation for you because you're communicating to the mass.
Yep.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Okay, wow.
So, it was always done a lot in my school, but I just, I was
never. And this is 2010, right?
Yeah, like from 2008.
Shout out to all of you.
This is from 2008.
Yes.
So, really? The reason I'm asking this is because there's been a lot more attention to, like, drugs.
Yeah, since the documentary came out.
Yeah.
No, even just before that. So, what I'm basically getting at is that, so this is not a new thing.
No, it's not a new thing. I had a friend who was in secondary school.
What?
Yeah, he wasn't in secondary school.
And coding. Then,
yeah, coding.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I didn't even know. Oh, this is what this was.
So how did you get introduced to it?
People were doing it all around me. I wasn't really. I didn't know what it was.
So was it like a casual thing? Like
yeah, I was doing my intern at Silverbird Abuja. Yes, yeah, so I had this friend who would come pick me up. We were staying in Abuja, so we knew each other in school. Yeah, but we didn't talk that much. But then I had a thing for a sister, so just came around and like, okay, well, supposed to go for a club opening. And he went somewhere and was like, do you take coding? And okay, I have a thing for peer pressure. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I do. Because I know people take it. I didn't know what he did, but like, okay, yeah, I do. And then he got me a bottle and I took it. And it was like the best feeling ever at that moment.
Wow.
Because yeah, it makes you really, really, really happy. False, like
so it's an upper, it's not a downer.
No, it's not.
So how does that work? Do you drink the whole bottle? Like, I don't even know what the context is, really.
It depends on how I used to take it. Like, I just take it raw. Some people love to mix it.
So what is it? Do you, because I know, you know, codeine pens are all that, but how do people take it? So do you take it in the bottle? Is it mixed with cough syrup or what?
Yeah, yeah, with cough syrup.
Wow.
It's hard to get the original.
Not pills. Not,
so well, they have codeine pills too.
Yeah, but
though.
It's hard to get the pills, right?
Not really.
Really?
Not really. There's Cocodam that has codeine in it.
Yeah.
There's Panadol Ultra. That has codeine and then that codeine pills too.
Like, so what people did generally was just have the bottle.
Just have the bottle.
So were you just like drinking like cough syrup with a straw?
No, just sip it. Just open it. Really small bottle. Just cause. And then, well, Emzeline was the first brand I took, and it's really sweet. So I just had a thing for like, okay, cause I have a sweet tooth. I'm like, okay, this is sweet. This is amazing. So you just keep sipping it. Some people put inside a cup and they walk around with it. But I was like, okay, that's calling attention to yourself. I wasn't really okay to call attention. Just, it felt like I could not function without it. Like
so how quick is the high?
I say 5 minutes. It comes in 5 minutes, and then stays for like 2 hours.
Okay, so it's a quick.
Yeah,
high.
It's a quick high.
How easy was it? So you are. This is 2010. You started, right?
Yes.
And so are you still in school at the
yes,
time?
Yes, I was in my 200 level. I was moving to my 300 level, and that was like during the. Long holidays, my 200 level. So he got to that time. Oh yeah, and I fell into the fountain because I was like Unity Fountain. Yeah, that's why I took it. So I wanted to pee, and I slept off.
Sorry.
Yeah, I slept off while peeing.
Sorry, no. You have to.
Are you being
back.
Serious?
No, I'm being serious.
You absolutely have to track back. You wanted to pee and like in.
So you went to.
Yeah,
you
so
went to pee in the fountain.
Yeah. And,
sorry.
Was let's even start.
Let's start from there because people
was,
are praying.
Let's start
there.
From
it,
there.
It was really really. Trashy, then the fountain was like drunk inside. People were smoking. People used to, that was like druggy hangouts.
Ah, right.
That's what druggies used to hang out. Unity fans, that's like at night. So I forgot the way to my house that night. Like, this is...
Sorry, back to you falling into... Because we can't just, like, jump over the issue.
Okay.
You fell into the fountain because you were sleeping.
Yeah, so, dude, I want to pee. Like, guy, go pee for that side. Okay, so, I stood up. I staggered. I pulled down my zipper and I started peeing. And I slept off. And boom, into the fountain.
Wow.
Okay, so that was your first experience,
That was
right?
my first experience.
Okay, and it started basically because of, like, because your friends around you are doing it.
Just my friend was like, guy, you take codeine. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I do this. I didn't know it was like, okay, and they
You are, like, were you, like, were you too afraid to say?
No, I just, I really didn't know.
Took it casually.
I just thought, okay, it's nothing.
Okay, so did you have any awareness of, like, what it was and that?
Or what it did.
I knew people took it, but I didn't know.
What it did.
Yeah, what it did.
So the people you knew who were taking it, were they just functioning normally, everything was fine, or was there something you noticed about them that
they
was
just
different?
Functioning normally. Just if you start taking it, you know, okay, this is why this person is acting this way. Because I had a girlfriend in 2011 who was doing it, and I did not know why she would act that way. Like, she just get mood swings. It gives you get mood swings from it. She could be really happy, and then suddenly someone just rubs you the wrong way, and you just explode. Like, what is your? And like, dude, what is wrong with you? So that's how she used to just act around me, and I'm like, okay. One time she came out of her car, like, I was like, okay, because she used to, I knew she was doing drugs. I'm like, okay, babe, the way you do drugs is like a little bit too much. I think you need to calm down a little, like, compared to other people who do drugs that people don't know about. And she got mad about, why would I talk to her like that and get out of my car? And I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, man. She packed and she threw out of the car, and then she called me in 30 minutes. I'm like, I love you, I'm sorry. Just like, so just get highs and get lows.
So is there, after the 2 hour high, do you calm down?
Yeah, you come down, then you don't have an appetite when you're uncoding. You don't want to eat anything.
Really?
Nothing.
Wow. So did you lose a lot of weight?
It's sugar. I gained a lot of weight because I was actually eating shawarma all the time. Like, I knew I wasn't... That was, like, the only food I could buy, and then it's still... I could eat it no matter when. So I just, like... I was... They got to the point I was taking a lot a day. Like, I was taking, like, 6 bottles.
What?
What?
Wait, and how much... Sorry, just...
No, just asking. You know, I mean, I'm trying to ask as many questions as possible from, if you know a little bit about it, so if you don't, so that people kind of understand what it is. Because I think with a lot of these things, especially for me, you just think it's, first of all, you think it's so far-reaching that, like, oh, no, this is not how it is. But it's cough syrup. So it's actually quite, is in the pharmacy. That's number one. And
yeah,
number two,
one thing I want to ask. How easy was it to get?
Very easy. Like, pharmacy, like,
on. So, where were you getting it from? But if you go to the pharmacy and order 6 bottles of cough syrup, I'm not going to ask you questions.
No, there would not. It, well, it depends on pharmacy. Like, there's this one I was buying it from. And one day she just stopped and she's like, what's your name? I told her, and she's like, no, the devil is a liar. My son's name is Kunle. I can't be selling this to you. And she started to preach to me. I'm like, I should never come back here. She's not going to sell it to me. And I came back, she's like, no, she's not going to sell it to me because she's killing me. And I'm like, well, screw you.
So she eventually figured out that you were buying.
Yeah, she knew. But she just, like, okay, this is taking it too much. Like, I think point are conscious of talking to her. It's like, stop.
So there's no regulation on how, because if I go to London and I mean if I go to a pharmacy and I buy even ordinary Nurofen or Panadol, I try and buy 20, they won't sell it to me because it's like, I understand if you need 2 packs, what do you need 20 for?
Well, it depends on the pharmacy. Some pharmacies won't sell it to you unless you have, so we know the locations we'd go to. Like,
yeah,
some,
and so they
like,
knew that's
kind,
so they're kind of complicit.
So there's like there's like some level of complicity.
Yes,
there.
But not all pharmacists.
Not all,
like,
pharmacists will sell
3%
to you.
3% won't sell. The rest will
most
sell.
Most of them will.
Okay. Yeah, most of them.
And were you buying it in big quantities, or you just buy big bottles?
It's just like a small bottle, and then I buy like 2, because in school I was taking like 2 a day in morning and in the afternoon. Like, I figured I couldn't function without it. Yeah. Then when I left school, that's when I started taking like 6 bottles a day, because I didn't have friends. Yeah, so I'd wake up in the morning, I'd go to the pharmacy, I'll get 2 bottles. I'm like, okay, I want to take this now, and I'll take 1 in the evening, and then I just take the 2, and I'll go back later around 2 or 3 in the afternoon, buy 2 more again. So, okay, I'll take 1 now, this is for the next day, and then I'll take those 2 again, and then I'll go back later around like 10, 11. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to buy 2 again, I'll take 1 now, and then that's
so how expensive are they?
Well, it started growing up. Like, when the first time I ever got it, it was 600 naira.
Per bottle,
yeah. So
that's when you first started, only 2 bottles a day habit, that's 1,200.
Yeah, then when I started going up, it became like 1,000 naira or 800 naira.
So you're spending 6K a day. But how are you sustaining that? Because this is very expensive now.
Yeah, that's about
like apart from your normal life, and I have 6k per day. So in a month,
yes, when I tell people this, you're spending 180k. My parents had lots of money back then, so I need money, and they're just like, I could even just make up something like, okay, I want to get this, and oh, I was doing silly things to get this. Sometimes like, okay, I wouldn't have money. I just go around the house, look for stuff I could sell. Wow. And then I'd sell that. And that's all I could think about was coding. Like when I wake up, I'm like, okay, how do I get coding today? When anyone talks in money, that's all I think about. Like how many bottles of coding can I buy?
Can someone say
I misplaced 5K. I don't say 5K. I think of how many bottles of coding is that? That's like 5 bottles of coding. That's what I say.
Wow.
Okay.
What was your journey like? So you started when you were in school and until now, like how was it affecting your life? Were you working?
Like so did it while well, so you were started when you were in 200 level.
Yeah.
And mass comm is a 3-4 year subject, right? Yeah. So that was 2 more years. So what was there any effect on like your
I stopped going to class. There was this morning I had a paper. I woke up with my friends. I was like I had friends that were doing it too. And they bought like a roll, which is like 12. Yeah. And they're
12 bottles.
And they're playing FIFA. When I came to the parlor, I had a paper that morning. And someone handed me a bottle, and I'm like, okay, I'll just take one now, and I'm gonna write my paper. And okay, let me just play like one match in FIFA, and someone gave me another bottle again. I'm like, okay, I'll probably just miss like the first 20 minutes of my paper, and I can like I wait for this. And an hour went by, and I'm like, you know what? I'll carry this course over. And
wow.
That's how I just feel. I'm like, I'm not going. Like, so I stopped going to class. I stopped writing papers. Like, you know what? I'll just carry these things over. I spent my school fees on coding.
Wow.
Yeah, like they give me money to go and pay my fees, and I just left in my account, and I just drain from it every day.
So what happened? Did you have any ramifications with school?
My school is a crappy school. Like, the school is situated in Okada. That's the name of the town. Mm-hmm. So people say it's an acronym for our kids are not drug addicts.
Wow.
That's how bad it was. Like every my school had NDLA inside the campus to arrest people.
Wow. So it's really is it still that bad now?
Well, the school is really empty now, so I don't know if it's that bad. But people were really, really like every party you went to then someone was taking like you there were so many pharmacies in that town, like over 20 pharmacies, and everyone was selling coding. Everyone was selling. Like wow. there was this place, Donjo, people would go there. It was actually a car wash.
Mm.
But people didn't have cars would go there because you could get coding there. See how funny that is. Like it's supposed to be a car wash, but people wouldn't have because the most people you see, they just come there and they just get coded and just chill there.
Wow, that's crazy. So but what was it like the way like weed is where it was just a casual thing and people are just almost in public, like people are just passing it around.
Yeah, sometimes it could be like that, like okay guy, you want coda? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then just hand to your bottle, just sip it and you pass it, you sip it, you pass it, you sip it, you pass it.
Okay, so was there ever a point where your parents noticed or your siblings noticed, like something changed? Did anything about you change that was recognizable? Like if anybody was paying even slight attention, they'd be like, "Oh, there's something going on with this boy."
Well, I wasn't trying to hide it at home, yeah, because I had bottles lying everywhere. Like I take a bottle, yeah. And my mom just figured this out this year. Like she called me. Yeah, she called me when I quit. She called me and she's like, I've been taking coding, this. And I was mad because like I've stopped. And my girlfriend came in. And my girlfriend, because it was going to lead to a fight. My girlfriend just asked me to walk out, like just chill. And then she talked to me like, you actually late on this because this boy has been doing this for a long time. And it's actually stopped now. So this talk you're trying to have with him should happen like 2-3 years ago.
4-5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. So is there... Because you've made it sound like I don't have any like point of reference.
Yeah.
Right? I can't say so it makes you act like this or like that, right? So is there anything that are there any noticeable? If somebody around me had started using
how can I tell?
Is there any way to tell?
Mood swings. The person just gets moody. The person is drowsy a lot.
So like, it makes you sleepy.
You could be talking to someone. It's like, okay, we're talking about juice now. And I could just mention, okay, that's how I got the car. It has nothing to do with the conversation.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, what did you say? I'm like, no, nothing. Like, you know, like, okay, crap, I just skipped. Yes. And then, like, what you say? Like, no, don't worry. And like, what you say? Like, no, I said, don't worry. or the person's voice becomes really, really cracky.
Like really?
You can, yeah, really, really like, okay, you don't, why is your voice like this? The person is taking
okay,
or it's scratching too.
But it doesn't affect like you, so you could work, you could...
Yeah, I was actually going to work with it. Like, I was like, I believe that I could not function without like, oh my God.
So it just came part of your normal routine.
It became
routine
part of my,
you figured
my,
out
going to work, I just get
a
bottle.
Did people notice?
I really did not care. That's how...
Like, but what people, like, did you have people coming up to you saying you're...
My friend, I had a friend, he knew I was taking, and then he just said, stop taking. And I'm like, I actually remember, like, this is going to kill me, and I'm ready to accept
so
that.
So you knew that it was dangerous.
I knew it was bad. I was actually smoking cigarettes too. I quit too, also at the same time. So it was like, they went hand in hand, like, okay, I take codeine, I get dry mouth, so I have to smoke a cigarette. So sometimes I'd be up to like 3 in the morning, just taking codeine and smoking.
Wow.
Okay, and... I know you said that it didn't affect anything. Or is it that you just didn't notice?
Yeah,
like,
I probably the things didn't it notice. Was affecting.
I mentioned my...
Yeah, like, it would make me get mad at my girlfriend. Like, she'd just do something.
So was she taking it or she didn't?
No,
she knew you were taking it.
I was, and she got me to stop.
Okay.
Like, she's like, okay, if you don't stop, this is not going anywhere. Then you need to actually think about your life and stuff and stuff. So, like, okay, I really love this person. Why am I doing this? So
yeah.
I decided to just quit.
Okay, and what's the process of, like,
of
what's
quitting,
the...
Yeah.
It's really hard. It's really... Because I went cold turkey, like, because I try to stop other times, and I can't sleep. I get sleepless nights. I get runny nose. My feet get restless. And
so it's, like, proper withdrawals.
Proper,
yeah, proper withdrawals.
So how did you manage to, like, get to a place where you stopped completely?
Now, because other times I tried to quit, I didn't have anyone around me to encourage me.
Yeah.
It was okay. Most people at home didn't know I was doing this.
Yeah.
So, but now she would just call me at night and like, how are you doing and stuff. And she'd come to my house early in the morning to hold me and like, okay, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And all of that.
So did you have any support? Like, did you know of anywhere where like therapy or
no,
people did any
you
of
didn't
that?
Know anything? Is it that you didn't want or you didn't know any way?
I didn't know
any. Are there those places now?
There was something I got on Twitter. I saw something like that a while back. I was like supposed to be, but I can't remember. But then I was still doing it, so I just really didn't care.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Okay, you guys are just trying to.
So you weren't, but if there was like a place you could go to talk to somebody or somebody to help you, would you have gone?
Back then, I don't think so.
But in this, like your last quitting process to really stop, would you have done that?
Would you
yes,
have done that?
I would have, because
yeah.
I was very open with it. It's like, okay, dude, I'm taking, like, I wasn't hiding from anyone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm taking codeine and this is what it is.
Okay. Do you think you could have spoken to your parents about it? Or you? Do you have siblings?
I have siblings. I'm like the first. I have
okay,
sisters.
You're the oldest.
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
That's different.
So in the aftermath now, people know and stuff, how is that reaction or how does that look? Because I'm even thinking, do you have to change your friends and things like that? Because I imagine you had a lot of people around you who are taking
it
as well.
I have friends who still do it, but made up my mind that, okay, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
So do you still hang out in places where people take cocaine?
The point is that people want to do it, they actually used to come to my house.
Wow.
Because my house is like kind of big, and then my mom is there most of the time, so
yeah.
It's like really people are allowed to do whatever, so they come there. So now they still do, but no, like I could be at work and I would not meet them, or they just often like, nah, I'm good. They try to tease me sometimes, like, oh dude, you've stopped this thing, you're going to continue again. I'm like, no, this time it's for real.
Do you worry that you relapse?
That you might.
Are you trying to think about it?
Okay. So like how, because one of the things I've been afraid of is you just hear numbers, right?
Yeah.
Somebody, so when, and I generally say a lot, you know the way when your parents are trying to scare you about something, everybody is going to secondary school.
Do you know
and
how many
you,
people?
If you don't do it all, you
that
won't.
One.
So I feel like when, because of the fear factor involved, like people in Nigerians don't really care. We're not a careful people. So
yeah.
The numbers and facts, we don't try to figure out like what is going on. We don't care about data. So somebody just come and say 3 million bottles are being consumed every day in blah blah blah. Based on your own circle of friends, right? This is just before you started. So let's say you have like in this room now, me, FKU, Wandy.
Yeah.
We're in this room together. And you have to say out of every in your group of 10 friends.
How many
people were using codeine that you know of when you were in university?
Nine, or let me, I just said 10. if I think about it very well, 10. Somewhere where used well, every
so
day.
Before you started, was that the case?
Not really.
So before you started, like, how many people were in your friends?
I didn't really know, like, 2, 3, and they were hiding it. Okay. Like, I wouldn't
so at the
know,
time, it was a hidden thing.
Yeah. Okay. So then when I started taking it, felt like, okay, it's like, okay, everyone went home for this holiday and we came back and then we picked up, like, okay, this is the cool thing to do this. Yeah.
Oh,
everyone
wow.
was doing it.
Okay, so there wasn't enough awareness.
There was not.
Okay. So there wasn't a thing where people felt like, look, if I codeine is, it's like a drug. This is
a natural drug.
So if I start this thing, you know the way people will know about cocaine or heroin. There's that awareness.
We felt like it was nothing. Like, okay, it's just...
Like, it wasn't a big deal.
It wasn't a big deal. Like, okay, it's not cocaine. And you could get in pharmacies. It's not like with anyone, the police can arrest you with that. You could have a bottle and they're just saying, you're like, okay, I have a prescription. I had a prescription. I dropped it with the pharmacist. Unless they see, like, 3, 4 bottles, which some people had.
Okay, so it didn't have the stigma of being like a...
No.
So there was no stigma involved. Like, if someone's taking codeine, they're not looked at as a drug addict.
Some people would look at it that way. Like, okay, this person really taking codeine, and then well, some not everybody would say it that way. I had a best friend in Ibineta. She was a girl. We're doing it together, yeah. But then she was taking the Refnol.
What's,
I'm like,
what's that?
Was that like roofies?
Okay.
Refnol.
Yeah. And she was doing that, and I'm like, okay, this is bad.
Yeah.
I felt that was bad. Like,
so you thought that was bad, but
I thought that was bad.
Right.
Like, okay, codeine was alright. At least, okay, I still have my sense. Like, I know what I'm doing. Even wasn't the case all the time. Like, sometimes I passed out in places I didn't even know how I got there. But I knew, okay, this is honest. I even those times I was that's how I was on. If I think about it very well, yeah, she would take it and then she would act up, and people would know, and people were like, okay, your best friend is doing this, your best friend is doing that. And I was trying to say, like, okay, babe, I have no problem with you doing coding. Yeah, but this other one, you have no control of your senses. Like, you actually, you're like on autopilot, so you don't know things you are doing. So you should try and quit this. And she said she's going to try and quit, and she didn't. So I told her, okay, I'm going to tell your parents if you keep doing this. I'm going to tell your parents you do this. And one time she had a car accident. I was in the car. We're hanging out somewhere, and I'm like, okay, let's just, instead of going back to, because I was living off campus, I'm like, instead of going back to my, let's just go and stay in a hotel. We're just friends like that, like, we could chill around with each other and nothing. Like, let's just go and chill in a hotel and stuff. So, let's go to the ATM. She had a car, and we drove to the ATM, I withdrew the money, and let's go back. This was like around 8 at night, and she goes, our head of department called her and said she should come to the school. They locked the school gate around 6:05. So obviously she made that up in her head. And I'm like, no one called you. Let's go.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, she has to go see him. Okay, do what you have to do. And so she's driving towards the school and she slips off while driving.
Wow.
And you know, like, these barriers, if you're trying to enter the estate, and she hits that and the windscreen is bad. And she starts crying. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Why are you doing this? I went back to the hotel and I'm like, okay, this guy has a drug problem. I had to tell her parents. It's ironic, but I think I thought I was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So I told her parents, and they came to get her, and we had a fallout. She never spoke to me again.
Wow.
Like, she hates my guts now. Like, it made me really, because we've been best friends since like 100 level.
Yeah.
This was like our final year, and she just never wanted to talk to me again.
Okay. So, do you think? So you've been clean for like 6 months now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you think that there is enough, like, because it just sounds like it was too easy to get.
Yeah, it sounds like it was too easy to get into,
continue.
And like, you can just get stuck in it. So now, what would you do? You try and get people to stop?
I think it's up to them if they want to stop. Like, people try to get me to stop once I made that choice myself. Like, okay, I want to stop.
So how do you help people? Because at the end of the day, it's a drug, and I don't know. First of all, there must be health consequences, and then also just for your life, if you're sleeping off, it can be dangerous. So what do you think that looks like in terms of actually, like, handling the issue? I know that they're banning it or whatever now. I don't know how
even
with
banning when they said they're banning, like, you guys are just, I don't know, maybe just for the optics to make it look good, because people are still going to get it.
Yeah,
I mean, weed is not legal, people get it, just like it's going to. Because the price of this thing should be like 500, 600 naira. But as of last, it was like 2,000 naira. Yeah. So it's like they increased the price, meaning that people want it more. So right now, it's just going to be harder to get. people would still get it unless
yeah
they stop it. I don't even know how they're going to.
So what do you think is like a way for people to stop? Because at the end of the day, you can't have large amounts of people just continuing to get drugs in such an easy way.
Well, they have to make up their mind they want to stop. And then I read up that there are actually other drugs you can use to help.
To wean yourself
off the drugs. You have to make up. And then you have to just find something to do so you don't think. Because even when I stop, I think about it like, oh God, I need to do this. Like, if I had somewhere to be in, I was thinking every if I had somewhere to, I believed, okay, if I'm on codeine, I'm no one. Like, okay, I can't function, I can't do anything. If I wanted to tweet, if I wanted to go out, I had to just be on codeine because that was just me. Like, that's just who I had to be. So I think most people have to believe that they can be themselves. Like, you don't need these drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so you crazy, didn't. Man. So, but in your case, I'm very surprised that you were able to get off of it by yourself.
Yeah.
That's just issue. I think that takes a lot of.
A lot of willpower. Like, huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people don't have that.
30 times the amount of willpower it takes for me to go to the gym. Which I still haven't gone to.
Well, I was actually going to the gym at one point, too.
Okay.
So, like, I tried to use it to stop, but it didn't help. Like, I'd actually
take. So, what are the things that really helped?
For other
people that might want to stop?
Try to take your mind off it. It's going to be hard. Or then, look for substitutes that don't have that effect.
Yeah, so like, what substitutes were you?
I wasn't sleeping. It was terrible. I wasn't sleeping at night. My feet were restless. I was having sniffles. Wow. Sometimes I was crying. Like, okay. But I got off it.
Wow. Okay. That's really crazy. But so now that you're, you know, out of school, how prevalent is it still? From what you can see, like, is it worse?
I think it's worse now.
Wow.
I think it's worse now because I'd be someone just mentioning, I'm like, okay, because back then, very few people
were talking about it.
Not everyone is, and then there's that silly song, Coding Diets. And when I first heard that song, I was like, what is this?
Yeah, crap? I was gonna ask you how you felt about that, but because I think that song is completely irresponsible. Like it's wild.
There's no point to that song whatsoever. There was no point, like. It made no sense to me. I was just really.
And my honest, even in the aftermath of that, you're still performing it. You're still. It's wild.
Irresponsible.
Like, it's completely irresponsible.
Like, the person I had a problem with in that song was still. I was like, okay, you should know better than this. I don't know if that's me being sexist. But I got up on this song, like, okay, these people, like, okay, they grew up on the streets and stuff, but you should know, like, you have this image about you. So I really didn't expect her on that song. So I was just really, really. I made it to have fun, but just like, okay.
Do you think what, like, people, and by people I mean parents, guardians, siblings, older siblings, the government, like, do you think we're paying enough attention?
Yeah. And do you think people actually know what's going on?
I hope they do. I hope it's not just a phase right now, like, okay, someone talked about it, and then, you know how Nigeria is a hot topic now. Like, by next week, everyone has forgotten about it. But I think they did not, because even before this came up, my mom, they preached about it in my mom's church. I think everyone knows about it now.
It's one thing to know, like,
to know, do people even understand? What do you do?
Like, okay, let's say what would have stopped you from starting at all? Do you think there's a conversation your parents would have had with you,
or somebody even your would friend have had with you before you started?
I think if they had told me, I didn't line that this is going to do this and this to you, I just thought it was later I found out, okay, this is actually damaging my liver.
Yeah,
and someone's like, just drink more water. Like, if okay, it's gonna just drink more water. That's what someone came up with. Like, okay, more water then. So I think if you just tell people this. In that documentary, there was this 16-year-old that was like, okay, I was really, really touched by her.
Mm.
Like, okay, she knows how bad this is. I didn't even get to that stage.
That point where you even had knowledge.
Yeah, like, okay, this is really, really bad and
stuff. Or do you not realize that? So, I think you're taking for granted your willpower.
I really think you're not rating yourself at all.
Because what you explained are serious withdrawal symptoms.
Those are like very serious. You're just like, oh, you know, I was crying, I was doing this. It's those are real withdrawal symptoms that force people to go back.
That's what people
enter real therapy for that.
So I think
it doesn't last that long. I think
how long is not that long?
Mine was like 4 or 5 days,
and then you were completely fine.
And then I was completely fine.
That's crazy.
And you had been using this for 6-7 years.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. So, because other times I'd stop at like the second or third day and like, no, I have to get something to sell and just I have to get this. And then I go back.
So, is the mental thing of I really want it? How bad was that?
Mentally, it didn't, just the mood swings and the forgetfulness. Like, you'd forget stuff. Like,
no, I mean, after when you were quitting.
I didn't have any.
So you weren't thinking about it all the time?
No, I was thinking about it all the time.
So when did that stop? Because I think with the willpower,
if I wasn't doing anything on myself, I had to be doing something on myself, like something serious, like I was like probably cleaning my room, thinking of positive thoughts, so I could stop. Because that's, if you're bored, if I got bored.
So idleness is a big thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing also.
I've seen that. I
dread weekends because I wasn't doing anything on weekends. So I'm like, oh god, weekend is coming, so I had to go to my girlfriend's place, like, cause the family house, obviously can't do that
you
there.
Can't, yeah.
So that's how I could.
So you kind of planned how you block yourself.
Yourself. Basically. So you have to be really self-aware.
Well, just on the go. Well, she helped. Like, I think she knew. She probably read up about that. She was like, okay, I should come to her house on weekends, cause I didn't used to, like, okay, I'm just staying at home and I just stay in my room. So she's like, okay, you need to socialize with people more, like go out more and do stuff like that.
Okay, so
wow,
people don't know, but I didn't invite Kunle. Kunle had been disturbing me that, yes, please, he needs to come and talk about this thing, and he thinks people are not taking it seriously enough. Please and please, I mean, time would always run away from us, but he was so insistent. So I want to know, like, why you felt like so strongly about talking about it, because there's an element of, so I know for a lot of recovering addicts, there's a lot of shame surrounding.
I was gonna say that, because you don't seem to have any,
they want to say
no. I never did, like, maybe at some point I would have been ashamed about it, but I just, like, okay, these things happen to people in life, like,
yeah, and you've overcome.
Yeah.
So okay. It's not about...
Even when I was doing it, I was the kind of person who would walk on the road and I was smoking a cigarette on the road. I'm like, I don't care what anyone thinks about me.
So you're just more...
If you make a decision, that's it for you.
That's it for you.
So what do you do with people who, like, a lot of other people don't have a strong will? I mean, even me now, I have a strong will about some things I'm very principled about, but even just using the gym as an example, this guy, I've had a gym membership for like a year. I've been there 2 times. There's no amount, the money is leaving my account. There's no amount of, I don't even know what to do again at this point to help myself. So whereas the other things that I'm like, no, okay, I have to be really principled about this. But a lot of things like peer pressure, you know, having it around, and then a physical kind of addiction and that kind of mental thing of, I need this, or, you know, obviously it's not the same in any capacity, but even a small thing like, oh, I'm stressed, let me drink wine, little things like that, those people people don't know how to come out of that. So I don't know what it takes. So now that you're kind of, I guess, advocating for people or talking about it openly, have you found that a lot of people are coming to you saying, oh, I do it, or can you help me get off, or is that not happening yet?
No, that's not happening yet, because trust me, sometimes I think about, like, it's the memories I have, and I'm like, oh, those are fun times.
Yeah.
And I think about, like, those are fun times. So I think people are saying that, okay, this is fun. Like, when you come off it, you think of, okay, well, this is what I did. And then you like that memory. That's the only thing I have now. It's like, okay, but that's just a memory. I don't want to be that person. Like, I'd love to have that effect, but not with the drugs. Like, okay, let me just know, okay, I had this much fun, but without use of drugs.
Wow. That's insane. I really think it would be worth people figuring out. Do you know other people who have come off it as well?
I know a friend who has come off it.
Okay. Do you guys like try and support each other?
So in this group of 10,
no, he wasn't like he I met him in school. Mm. Yeah, he made me start taking, he gave my first roofie. Yeah, it was like, he stays in the north, so you know that's really, really common in the north. So we got to talk recently because he moved into my house, and he said he's stop checking. I'm like, wow, I'm really, really like, that's like, I was happy because I was scared, like, if this person comes back,
it's then going he, to, yeah, you realize.
But then he's like, no, he doesn't do that anymore. Like, he doesn't even know why he was.
The only thing I'm worried about now is it sounds like people who want to quit are doing it on their own.
On their own, whereas I think there really needs to be structured support because sometimes you just don't have it in you to do it by yourself.
And if you have a bad day.
Alcohol helps with mine too because I didn't used to drink before.
Ah.
Kule.
No,
we're not yanning the yans.
We're not talking.
We're
not talking.
Because we were not yanning. Listen, I understand, but what are
you now? I'm talking
because I was just wondering, how do you go from 100 to 0? There has to be a middle ground.
Was like,
so alcohol,
I'm bad with alcohol, like, shots just makes me go wild. So, exactly. I'll just have a little, get tipsy, and then the two don't go well. They don't go well, like, you can't be taking codeine and taking alcohol.
I don't think that's a good idea.
You'd have more. I really don't like alcohol. Don't get me wrong, like, because I don't like what it does to me.
Now,
do you know what I honestly think? I think you need to see somebody.
Yeah, because so that's what I'm saying. The coping mechanisms.
Not in the crazy way.
The coping mechanisms.
You're not nuts.
I don't think you're nuts, but the coping mechanisms, because you want to replace it with something, and so it's very, you have to be very sensitive about what you replace it with, because alcohol is an entire
it's a drug on its own.
In and of itself. Alcohol is actually a deadly, it's like I think we underestimate the problem of alcohol, but it's wild, especially when it's triggered by, I feel this type of way, let me drink, and then you start from, okay, let me have beer or Radler, and it's not enough, then you want a shot, you want whiskey.
I don't like beer. Yeah, that's my, I don't like beer.
So now how often are you drinking?
Not often.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I haven't had a drink in like, I think last time I had a drink was like last month, middle of last month.
Okay. So, but at first when you quit, were you drinking a lot?
No, it wasn't. Just once in a while. Like, okay. I feel some type of way. I just have white wine.
Okay.
Yeah. Still, I'm going to try. I'll message you.
So the thing about,
I want you to see.
Yeah, the thing about alcohol and codeine, you said when people take it together, what was happening
there?
It
could be.
Was that happening a lot?
No one who does pharmaceuticals will ever take alcohol. Like, there just has to be a
Do they
bridge.
Know that or
no? Most people would
was that a thing that people knew, or was it just the like availability of?
I think it was a thing most people should. No, what it's a thing most because it could be lethal. Like, people would take it wouldn't mix. Like, okay, if I take codeine and I take alcohol, the alcohol wipes out the effect of the codeine. I just feel alcohol instead. Not the cocaine.
Ah, so it was like a druggy thing. So it was like,
oh, so it's not like, was it dangerous in effect, or it's just it cancelled out the other effect?
It cancelled out the other effect. But okay. I heard it could inside your system, so it could do stuff you're not even aware of inside your body, like caffeine, energy drink, and codeine. It could lead to a heart attack.
Wow.
That's like confirmed.
Wow.
Okay, so there's all these other things that people don't realize.
And people, do people know?
And
with
codeine, so
things?
You could your heart could forget to start breathing. Like, I had a friend who died that way.
From codeine?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. That. Are people dying?
Yeah, she was in school. She was like, I thought I was better than these people. I thought, because she was selling stuff. I had not gotten to that stage yet, because my parents could afford me money. Yeah. So I'd go home, and I left her at my place, and I came back, and she sold my fridge, stabilizer, and a few clothes, so she could get codeine. I actually went to every pharmacy in school, like, please don't give it, you guys should stop, not sell the stuff to this girl, because she wasn't even really eating, and she doesn't drink any water, and we broke up, and I heard she was dead.
Wow.
And she forgot, like, they had an autopsy, and like, she probably forgot to stop, like, her heart, nothing was wrong with her, like, she just stopped breathing.
Wow.
Because it really, really slows you down.
When you're on codeine.
When you're on codeine, slows you down. So I heard, like, okay, you can forget to start breathing. Like, your body just forgets to start breathing, then that's how you just die.
That's insane that people are stealing your shit and selling it and be forgetting to breathe. Hey, yeah.
Okay, so I think what we probably need to do next is get a therapist or a doctor.
There needs to be some kind of support, because I reckon, I mean, I hope people listening to this, like, if there are people who have stopped, if there are people who haven't stopped, people can gather together, because that strength of having people that have crossed the other side who understand what the effects are, and then also just having knowledge that you're not supposed, you can't be drinking it with energy, just all the actual effects of what you're doing. I think it's crazy. What about in Lagos? Do you see it as, because I know I heard a lot of things about the north, about,
I think that's just people making themselves feel better.
Yeah, do you think in Lagos it's the same?
I think it's still the same in Lagos.
And is it very much prevalent in like universities or just in general?
Yes, it is in universities. And I heard there's actually a few people. I had a friend one time, he said he's going to keep taking this till he dies. Like, he's going to, on his wedding day, he's going to do this.
Wow.
And it felt like a good idea to me then, because I was sitting like, dude, that's going to be a lit wedding. Like, and then now he's like, he's trying to quit. Not because he doesn't want to, because it's so expensive for him. And that's another thing. Like, my salary, like, I was using like 8% of my salary on coding.
Wow.
So before the month was over, I didn't have money anymore.
Yeah.
Because, like, I look for salary and then I'm buying, like, bottles every day. Think you can wait to get money later. I'm going to get money later. And then the money wouldn't come, and then I'd actually go and buy on credits.
Wow.
And then I'd not go back to that pharmacy anymore.
Okay. But wild. Do you have, apart from your girlfriend, do you have any other like support system?
No, I did not have. She was the only one.
Okay. Sure.
And how do you deal with, because you said your friends are still around and all that, how do you deal with that?
I just shut it out, because most times they come, I'm not with them. They come to stay at the back of the house, and I just, oh guys, what's up? And I'm back inside. So most of the time, I think they just come there because they have this place they can just do this stuff.
But has it affected? So, but obviously, it's affected your relationship with them. Are you as close or not really?
Come think about it, I don't think we're actually that close. This is just what brought us together.
Yeah.
So it was basically doing drugs together brought you together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. This is wild, though. I didn't actually think it was, because you know, you see these things and it seems in abstract, like it's not close to home.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the fact that you can't even really, well, I guess things like being broke, all those kinds of things are telltale signs, because it's getting expensive now. I can't imagine spending 2K a day on any, like, or 4K a day on anything.
Something that is actually killing you.
Day. Yeah.
It's like you're paying to die.
Exactly. Okay. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm being so honest. Yeah.
You are very, very honest.
I think you're really brave. And I think, honestly, you have no idea how much willpower you actually have.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
For listening. As usual, leave your comments.
See you
next
time. Well, not see you, but you know what I mean.
Hear you hear us next time.
Whatever. Like, it's absolutely fine.
As usual, if you want to see anyone on the podcast, or if you want to come on the podcast, send
message.
I said what I said, a DM. And we'll see what we can do.
DM Jola.
Peace out, guys.
All right.